What's going on, guys? It's Smokebusters with your host, Madman Plant, here at the American Auto Flower Cup, having a blast. These interviews are like hotcakes. And we want to specially thank our sponsors on the Silver Package, AC Infinity, and Simple Solvents. On our Bronze Package, we have Hygrozyme, No Clone Left Behind, and Good Luck Steph Productions. And today, I got...
Jeff Davenport.
Jeff Davenport. And are you from here?
I do. I live in SoCal here.
I know that because you're from where I am, and you lived in Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia for 20 years.
Now, were you in Richmond before it got legalized or after?
Before it was legalized, I had moved out here because I was like, hey, everybody should be able to grow what they want.
Yeah.
And not long after I left, they legalized it.
Yeah. And you're like, damn, I could have saved a bunch of money by not moving to California.
I'm just kidding. Still a cool place.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your background in cannabis. Do you do it for mental health or just for fun, or what's your main stick?
Mental health, a little bit. I would say mostly for fun.
Okay.
I like sharing with my neighbors and friends. It's just something I've done my whole life. Really, not much as a grower, but as a consumer. And, being able to control what I do and what I get, is the best thing you can do, man, is do it yourself.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole point of the homegrown experience, is to have that control over that quality, over that input. Tell me a little bit about your growing methods. Are you a soil, cocoa, hydro?
I'm like an old school gardener, so I totally do soil. I only have a little grow space right now. I mean, living in the city, space is at a premium. So I do soil and I do auto flowers.
Okay. Any particular love for autoflowers, like over photos, or have you done both?
I've done both. Okay. Start with the photo, and they just took so long. But of course, you get a bigger plan at the end of the day. But I like the turnaround on the autoflowers. The process goes quicker, and there's so much good stuff out there now. That debate, I think it's really caught up to the photos.
What if I told you that you could get the same weight and the same amount of time with the photo period and what's called a perpetual grow?
If you just flip it sooner?
Well, also too, so on a perpetual grow, if you're talking about like speed and growing, perpetual grow is where you're going to clone the plant. So you're already about 3 weeks into growing. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put those into like a 1 gallon or 3 gallon pot. So very small gallons. And you're going to run them for about 3 to 4 weeks, and then you're gonna flip. So every 9 weeks, you can harvest, and you can have it on a rotation, so it's back to back to back to back. So you always have something in flower, and you always have something in veg. But I'm on both sides. I do autos. I actually started with autos first because I thought it was easier to grow, and then I started growing photos, and then for some reason, autos became difficult for me to grow, and I've had like short plants, stunted plants, they flowered too early, and I'm like, god damn, I used to be good with y'all.
They're so modified. I've kind of had some mixed results lately.
Yeah.
Even breeders that you think this is, die hard, this, they always nail it every time.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, two exact same plants, one will be 2 feet taller than the other, and it's not always consistent. So the perpetual grow is pretty cool. A friend of mine does something similar where he leaves so much bud on it, puts it back in, and you start to see it re-veg.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. I have such a small amount of space, kind of like the autoflower, just get the next thing on deck, throw it in there, and gosh, 4 weeks it's flowering.
Now, what kind of nutrients do you use?
I use the Fox Farm Trio. It's kind of basic. Everybody does that. And I used some of the advanced nutrients products. I like what they have.
Do you do any beneficials? Like, we're sponsored by a company called Hygrozyme, and Hygrozyme has like 3 different products. One of them is called a High Shield, and what it does is it simulates the attack on your plants, and it actually helps what quote unquote your plant's immune system be resistant to disease, pests, and other type of factors. And then like Hygrozyme, their main product, that's good for beneficials and really getting in there with the plant. And those things too will also help with your speed and delivery of growing.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, so, please do, because the one thing about High Shield that I love is that simulated attack really helps the inside of the plant really thicken up in a way that it doesn't typically do. And it really works good for me. And then as far as advanced nutrients, I never tried them. I typically, when I run Perpetual, we're going to be using like Athena. Have you ever heard of Athena?
I have heard of Athena.
Okay, so Athena, you know, you're obviously in a salt-based medium, you know, because it's nutrients, and they're synthetic, but you're going to get that speed. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, there's a big difference between organic bud and synthetically grown, and I've grown both, and I can't taste the difference. Have you ever had that experience with like your soil and then nutrients?
I haven't had that experience. Everything that comes out just smells so good, and it tastes so clean and it's so fresh. So I feel like the things I've been using, you know, the Fox Farm's got like bat guano in it, and you know, just like natural products. I use a lot of fish water from the aquarium. I think they really like that. You know, I just try
it's
to.
It's funny because
I try to follow a calendar now, but.
There's a product called Fish Shit on the market. Okay. Yeah. Cool. And I use that too. And that's cool too. That's really good for your plants. Honestly, you know, any type of, it's not so much the nutrients too. And that's what, you know, I think we should also articulate to the audience is, you know, really good bud comes from environment. It comes from genetics. It comes from, you know, looking at who's breeding what kind of strains those are. Are those verified strains? Are those strains, you know, resistant to change in time? Because a lot of times, you know, with like, you know, overnight breeders, you'll get to the point where they can't stabilize a genetic, you know, and that genetic that stabilizes is ultimately going to help produce the output that you want, you know, because sometimes you'll grow stuff and it's like, damn, like there's like hardly any trichomes on this, or you know, it's like really, really leafy, you know, and then sometimes you get this like frosted flakes jungle on your hands.
Yeah, the genetics are so important. You really nailed it. And there's so many communities, there's so many threads out there. You know, I really try to do research before I you know, spend any money. It's so expensive. So, you know, you really try to pick what's going good, what's hot right now, who's at the cup and who's winning, you know?
Tell me like a success story. Like what's like your best harvest, your best plant? It doesn't have to be because it had the highest THC, but
right now I'm having some pretty good success with the 420 fast buds.
But, they're here today.
But yeah, I can't wait to go check them out. Mephisto, the Sour Stomper. I was getting like 4 ounces a plant. They were just beautiful. People couldn't get it enough. You know, it was sad when it was all gone, you know.
Yeah.
But I kind of like to keep just trying new things. I don't really just stick with the one. You know, just keep, you know, seeing what else is out there. I like the variety.
The only thing about autoflowers that breaks my heart is you can't clone them because of their life cycle.
I've tried so many different ways just to see, you know, get that little
if
extra.
Somebody was actually wrong and didn't really do the research.
They just don't root and go like you want them
no.
to.
No. Yeah. And that's because sometimes you'll get like a really good auto and you're just like, damn, I just wish I could have you one more time.
Or share it with the friend, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
So what type of rig are you? Are you an indica, sativa, hybrid?
Almost always sativa. If I grow indica and I try to squeeze a couple plants in, it's for like a friend or a neighbor or somebody who's asking for it. They like to smoke before they go to bed or after work to just chill out.
So,
but for me personally, it's always a sativa.
So with sativa being more energized and active, are you pulling like with more clean trichomes, like clear, or are you waiting for that 50-50, or do you go to late?
I wouldn't say early. I try to go mid. I don't want to go too late because I don't want to get that too much of that body in there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Lock you in.
So I'm really testing it. You know, I'm looking at what they're advising. I'm going by what the plant's telling me. And when it says, hey, I'm ready, I'm like, okay, let's go. You know, I have the jeweler loop. I look at it. I'm not so worried about getting 20% amber. You know, I obviously want everything to be milky, nice red hairs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, and sometimes, you know, people get, like, twisted, and they'll pull their butt, and it's like, look at all the pistils. They're all fat, and they're all still, like, none of them are, like, dyed down, you know. Sometimes, too, you know, it's not even looking at the trichomes. I look at the, you know, the hairs on the, you know, on the bud, and if they're not all crushed down, you know, that's where sometimes you'll like harvest half the plant. You know, part of it, top will be already done, and then you wait like a couple extra days and take the bottom. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, man. The other thing, you ever had it where it foxtails? You're you swear it's going to be done in a week, and then next thing you know, it's doubled in size, and it's like, oh, do I pull it now or just let it go? You know, I say let it ride, but that can be tricky.
It depends, because there's two types of foxtails. There's your genetic foxtail where it looks really good, all like crowns, and you've really got that dense bud behind it. And then there's the shitty foxtail where it's leafy as fuck, and when it dries, you don't know whether to harvest it or just like put it in wash or something, or edibles and everything.
Make some resin or something to press.
Yep. So to wrap this up, how can we support you? And you got a swag bag. Check that out. Look at that.
Yeah, check it out.
So we got to open it up. Look at it inside. Show everybody what you got. We got some cool stuff in here. We got your jeweler's loop.
Oh, sweet.
AC Infinity hooked you guys up. We got cutting shears.
Oh, yeah, man. That was good.
And you also got a grinder in there.
Woohoo.
A bunch of stickers. A Madman Plant t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Cool.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
well,
brother.
Thanks for being on the show, dude.
Yeah,
thanks
man.
For
thanks
being
for
a grower
really
and part of the community. It's awesome to have people like you on here, because the community is everything, and we have a special place and time where cannabis, it really has a chance. And we need as many people on the ground that are just your average day people who are really seeing the value in this. That's how we really push this agenda. So I really appreciate you being on and sharing your story.
Cool.
And guys, did you shout out where we can find you?
I don't really. You might be able to find me on Facebook.
You don't have an Instagram?
I don't know.
You got to share your butt with the world, man, and get on Instagram.
I will. I'll put a link in when I find this, and I'll.
Well, make sure you sign up for the website.
Yeah, I will.
And we'll see you guys here at the American Auto Flower Cup real soon with more podcasts coming your way.